My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 171, Translation Genius. Xaviera Evans. You cheated. Where did you get the questions? There was dead silence throughout the venue. The judges looked uneasy. Since Jackson Walker raised doubts, they had to pay attention. But with Xaviera's level, even if she plagiarized, whose work could she copy? There was a moment of silence, then Jackson Walker roared madly, "She stole the questions. She must have cheated. I have been studying translation for decades, how could I be surpassed by a 20-something woman? This is absolutely impossible." Xaviera Evans. Admit it quick KLY-I can prove that Miss Xaviera Evans did not cheat. And she doesn't need to see heat. At this point, a very magnetic voice came out. Someone exclaimed in surprise, "Mr. Nick from the International Translation Organization is here." Mr. Nick actually came. And he even defended Xaviera. Jackson Walker's face darkened. He wondered why even Mr. Nick had to help Xaviera. She must have used some means, he was infuriated. "Mr. Nick, you don't know that Xaviera Evans is from the countryside. She's never learned English, how could she translate? If it's not cheating, what else could it be?" Nick glanced at him indifferently and snorted, "Rural people can't study translation, and someone like you is worthy of being a translation master." Then, he turned to the audience and announced loudly, "I can explain why Miss Xaviera Evans would not cheat." As soon as he finished speaking, a video of the translation contest appeared on the big screen. Nick waved his hand, and the video started playing. It showed a very young-looking girl with a face very similar to Xaviera's. Subsequent videos played, showing the girl gradually losing her naivete and becoming increasingly stunning, her eyes calm and unwavering. Xaviera unexpectedly, she had participated in several translation contests and, in EACH competition, the final scene showed her standing on the awards podium, calmly holding a trophy. Such a young girl, who managed to win first place every time she entered a competition. Just now, everyone was amazed at Xaviera's translation of the poem. Now they were utterly dumbfounded. Jackson Walker didn't even qualify to participate in international competitions, yet Xaviera refused several invitations to be a judge. Mr. Nick's face was solemn. "You all saw the video, didn't you? Miss Evans has won the translation contest several times, why would she need to cheat on such simple questions? And especially since they were questions from Jackson Walker." In other words, Jackson Walker's level wasn't even qualified to give Xaviera questions. What a joke. Jackson Walker's mind went blank. At this point, Mag Evans looked sullen, staring intently at Xaviera on stage. Xaviera, how could she be the translation genius? They must have gotten it wrong. Mag should be better than Xaviera in everything, how could she lose to Xaviera in translation? Xaviera remained calm and composed. Her icy gaze fixed on Jackson Walker, who was violently trembling and could hardly stand. The winner of the translation contest, impossible. The Evans family said she is a rural girl who has never learned English, it's impossible. Jackson Walker knew he had lost completely, he had bet his whole life on this. He turned and fled in panic, not daring to look at Hanyon's expression. Stop. Mr. Walker, are you just going to leave like this? Nick ordered his subordinates to stop Jackson Walker, then loudly rebuked, "Indeed, someone cheated in today's competition, but it was not Miss Xaviera Evans, it was you." At this point, a video played on the screen, showing a sneaky figure entering Teehee Translation Contest's archive room. Jackson Walker's eyes widened in disbelief. Everyone gasped. The person in the video was Jackson Walker. He took advantage of the situation to enter the archive room, found the competition questions, and effed in a hurry. But what he didn't expect was that all of this was captured clearly by the surveillance cameras. So the person who cheated was him. And then he had the nerve to accuse Xaviera of cheating. Jackson Walker was pretending to be a translation master, but he's just a selfish and jealous old fool. Well, Jackson Walker could only get a 7.9 after stealing the questions, but Xaviera scored a perfect 10. That's enough to show the difference in their abilities. What qualifications does such a disgrace like Jackson Walker have to participate in the translation contest? Get lost. Jackson Walker felt a buzzing in his ears as the curses and ridicule around him threatened to drown him. He glared at Xaviera viciously. Then he rolled his eyes and fainted straight onto the ground. Everybody moved away, and no one stepped forward to help. In the end, medical personnel carried him away, and the competition continued. Jackson Walker cheated in the international competition, and perhaps even cheated in previous contests, scoring good residential ults and therefore becoming a famous translation master. Chapter 172, Cheesy Love Words After. Xaviera stepped off the stage, she took a meaningful glance at Mag and then turned around and left. This glance made Mag's heart skip a beat. More, it turns out that Mr. Walker was the one who cheated. I misunderstood my sister. I hope she doesn't blame me, a hint of surprise flickered in Moore Mammoth's eyes. He thought that Mag was just worried about Xaviera going down the wrong path, and she shouldn't be blamed for this. Don't be afraid. I'll tell Xaviera that you didn't do it on purpose, and she definitely won't blame you. Outside the venue, Caleb Mammoth sat in the car, the corner of his mouth slightly hooked. Steve Price looked at Caleb in confusion. Mrs. Mammoth performed so well, why didn't the president have any reaction? Deputy Officer Price felt that he should do something. He tentatively said, "President, Mrs. Mammoth will be out soon. If you don't say anything, it seems too cold and distant. Try complimenting Mrs. Mammoth a couple of times, and she'll like you even more." Caleb Mammoth lifted his eyes and looked at him expressionlessly. Steve Price continued, annoyed, "That boy Drew, he's not as wealthy as you and not as good looking. Why did he chat with Mrs. Mammoth the first time they met? It's because he can sweet talk. You can't let him steal Mrs. Mammoth away. So, you must learn to be gentle. Boyd Drew?" Caleb frowned, why would Xaviera chat with Drew? They only met once, so they shouldn't have gotten along that well. But Steve Price was right, Boyd Drew really had ulterior motives. His eyes narrowed, and his aura turned cold. At this moment, Xaviera came out from the entrance of the venue and walked straight toward Caleb. She took three steps as though they were two and quickly got into the car. Steve Price immediately coughed, as anxious as ants on a hot pot. Caleb Mamet calmly said, I heard the poem you translated, but there was a W word that wasn't quite accurate. If you translate it to unwavering till death, it would be more appropriate. Steve Price, just when he was speechless, Xaviera suddenly said excitedly, Caleb, you're amazing. I also thought that part wasn't accurate. Unwavering till death sound is more fluent. Caleb Mamet, unwavering till death is how I describe you and me. Steve Price's legs went weak, and the car shook violently. Chapter 173. Geezy love words. His eyes narrowed, and his aura turned cold. At this moment, Xaviera came out from the entrance of the venue and walked straight toward Caleb. She took three steps as though they were two and quickly got into the car. Steve Price immediately coughed, as anxious as ants on a hot pot. Caleb Mamet calmly said, I heard the poem you translated, but there was a W word that wasn't quite accurate. If you translate it to unwavering till death, it would be more appropriate. Steve Price, just when he was speechless, Xaviera suddenly said excitedly, Caleb, you're amazing. I also thought that part wasn't accurate. Unwavering till death sound is more fluent. Caleb Mamet, unwavering till death is how I describe you and me. Steve Price's legs went weak, and the car shook violently. Damn it! The president's cheesy love talk was so fresh and refined. Xaviera looked surprised. Caleb, did I hear you wrong? Caleb Mamet's expression remained calm, and he didn't make a sound. Xaviera thought she had misheard, so she didn't ask any further. Steve Price sneakily glanced at Caleb and saw his cheeks slightly flushed and his eyes evasive. What was going on? Was the president shy? With his domineering personality, shouldn't he have directly embraced Mrs. M. Amet and given her a passionate French kiss? Caleb took out his phone and sent a message to Gabby Rome, then expressio endlessly closed his eyes. A moment later, Xaviera's phone rang. Gabby tentatively spoke, Xaviera, the script you wrote, damn it. The president's cheesy love talk was so fresh and refined. Xaviera looked surprised, Caleb, did I hear you wrong? Caleb Mamet's expression remained calm, and he didn't make a sound. Xaviera thought she had misheard, so she didn't ask any further. Steve Price sneakily glanced at Caleb and saw his cheeks slightly flushed and his eyes evasive. What was going on? Was the president shy? With his domineering personality, shouldn't he have directly embraced Mrs. Mamet and given her a passionate French kiss? Caleb took out his phone and sent a message to Gabby Rome, then expressio endlessly closed his eyes. A moment later, Xaviera's phone rang. Gabby tentatively spoke, Xaviera, the script you wrote earlier is about to have its cast selected. You must go and check it out. Xaviera was a bit surprised, that's so fast. Didn't you say it would take a long time before? Xaviera had written a script in her spare time and thrown it directly to a famous film and television company. They loved her script, but there were too many big name screenwriters, so they decided to use her script in 3 years. Now they suddenly announced the casting? Gabby Rome. Since the big boss personally spoke up, how dare he delay? Moreover, Xaviera's script was really brilliant, famous director Wishart had already taken a liking to it. The company decided to use the script in advance and immediately announced the casting. There was another reason Gabby wanted Zaviera to go and see the casting. Zaviera, you haven't met your senior fellow yet. He will also be there for the casting. You should meet him. Gabby had mentioned many times for her to meet with her senior fellow. Zaviera hesitated for a moment before finally agreeing. Why would her senior fellow go to see the casting? Was he also in the film and television industry? There was another possibility. Her senior fellow was a famous actor in the entertainment industry, rich and powerful. After hanging up the phone, Zaviera found that this wasn't the way home. She looked at the man beside her, Caleb, where are we going? Caleb slowly opened his eyes, taking you somewhere. Steve Price drove the car to a large shopping mall. Caleb took her to a custom jewelry store and casually said, today, Mrs. Mamet won the competition. I, as her husband, must show some appreciation. Displayed before her was a set of jewelry, a diamond necklace, ruby earrings, and a diamond ring. All finally Caleb Mamet took the diamond ring out of the jewelry box and put it on Zaviera Evans' finger, then led her away. Zaviera looked up puzzled. Aren't you going to say something? Just putting on the ring is enough? Isn't there supposed to be a deep confession of love? Steve Price, wait, isn't there another men's ring? Why doesn't the CEO say that these are couple rings? 2 days later, Zaviera didn't tell everyone that she was going to the casting audition, only GA by Rome and the director knew about it. As she was about to leave, Caleb walked up and held her hand. You forgot to wear the ring. Zaviera looked down and saw that Caleb had put the diamond ring on for her. She really couldn't move. Why did Caleb insist on her wearing the ring? Was it to declare his sovereignty? As soon as Zaviera left the house, Steve Price hurriedly brought the other ring, Mr. Mamet, your ring. Caleb nodded and took it. Steve Price looked down. The CEO is really a hidden passionate man, only putting on the ring when someone else brings it to him. The casting audition took place in a building at the film and television base. Caleb watched Zaviera get out of the car, his expression slightly cold. Who are the investors for this movie? He asked coldly. Steve Price quickly investigated and then gasped, Mr. Mamet, Boyd Drew is one of them. Caleb tapped the car window and a cold smirk appeared at the corner of his mouth, coveting my woman? He's really gutsy. Steve Price held his breath in fear and carefully said, Mr. Mamet, I'll go teach him a lesson. Caleb slowly said, we're not hooligans. You don't need to attack everyone all the time. And this is Zaviera's script, so the matter of investors, do you understand? Steve Price quickly nodded. The first play for the wife, all obstacles must be removed. Steve Price was about to get out of the car, but suddenly turned around, smiling and gee cheerfully, Mr. Mamet, your wife is amazing. Not only can she translate, as he can also write scripts. Aren't you a bit shabby compared to her? It seems like the wife can do anything. Mr. Mamet, if you don't keep a close eye on her, she might be snatched away one day. Caleb's eyes lowered, Steve Price looked helpless, I'm telling the truth, you may not like to hear it, but it's for your own good. Deputy Officer Price, isn't your salary a bit high? Caleb said with a faint smile. Steve Price. I'll just shut up. Xaviero went straight to the audition location after going upstairs. On the other side, Moore Mamet looked surprised and couldn't help frowning. Mag, is that Xaviera? Mag Evans and a few of her actor friends walked over and saw the person not far away, instantly shuddering and showing a vicious expression on her face. She quickly calmed down because the audition area was filled with cameras and actors, and she had to maintain her innocent image at all times. Moore, that's my sister, is she also here to audition? Moore Mamet shook his head, I don't think so. She's not an actress, and your father wouldn't agree to it. Mag feigned weakness, I didn't think my sister would harbor such malice a guy nst me. Hearing that I'm going to audition, she came to compete with me. But she doesn't know how to act, Moore, what should I do? A small, time actress next to her changed her expression. The news of Xaviera defeating Jackson Walker in their contest had made Manwai students admire her greatly. They even wished they could memorize Xaviera's competition video, but those in the entertainment circle didn't know about Xaviera, so those who came to audition had never seen her before. These small, time actresses only heard rumors about Xaviera and Mag competing for Moore's love. Seeing Moore's distaste for Xaviera, a small-time actress named Sally had an idea. If she could drive Xaviera away, Mr. Mamet would definitely appreciate her. Moreover, the Mamet family are investors in this movie. So Sally excused herself to go to the restroom, and then headed towards Xaviera's location. Xaviera arrived at the audition area but didn't rush in, wanting to find out what roles were being auditioned for that day first. As she was about to call Gabby Rome, she heard anyone can come to audition, it's ridiculous. Xaviera looked at the woman in front of her, and their eyes met. It was then she realized that she was the target of the ridicule. Sally's agent looked disdainful, this is the audition location for the role of Liz, what qualifications do you have to come here? Really overestimating yourself. Let me tell you, this movie has already decided on our Sally for the role. Sally was aggressive, that's right. The screenwriter said I'm the perfect fit for Liz. Xaviera, you'd better leave. It's a waste of time and effort. As soon as Sally finished speaking, an agent beside her chimed in, what's wrong with the security outside? Can anyone just enter? What do they think this place? Chapter 174. The audition storm. Sally's assistant also came over, Miss Evans, this is the audition site, you show old not be here, don't even think about competing with Sally for the role. Xaviera Evans sneered, you're auditioning for Liz. Her favorite character in the script was Liz, a woman with a tragic fate who became twisted after multiple betrayals. The character was full of emotion and a dark horse in the play. She promised Gabby Rome that she would come to the auditions, because she wanted to choose a good actor for this role. But Sally said the role was definitely hers. Sally triumphantly said, Xaviera, I have a sugar daddy, so Liz is definitely Minnie. Don't even think about competing with me. If you don't leave, I'll have someone throw you out. Sally's assistant frowned, Miss Evans, if you don't leave, don't blame us if TNGS get ugly. When it makes the news, it'll be your shame. Sally waved her hand, and several bodyguards rushed forward, surrounding Xaviera. Xaviera laughed softly, "Sally, are you sure you want to stand against me?" With that, Xaviera bypassed everyone and left. Sally cursed loudly, while her agent and assistant quickly reassured her. "What's so great about Xaviera Evans? Does she have any support? Even if he does, it can't be more powerful than Mr. Beck." After a few breaths, Sally whispered, "Although the Mamet family is the investor, Mr. Beck has put in $50 million and he has the right to decide on an operating role. The director will definitely give me the role to secure the investment." Xaviera took a detour, then entered the audition room. The director hadn't seen Xaviera before, he knew she was Gabby Rome's person. He glanced at her and said nothing. A few young actors auditioning for Liz were not suitable. Xaviera scanned the list of participants and smirked. Sally's name was clearly written on it. Sally, who was outside the door, heard her agent call and quickly took a deep breath before entering the audition room. But when she saw Xaviera, her smile instantly disappeared. Why was Xaviera in the audition room? She actually got to the director before Sally. Damn it! Before the director could say anything, Sally cursed angrily, "Xaviera. How the fuck did you get in here? Director. You already agreed to give me the role of Liz. How could that bitch be near you? What kind of trick did she pull?" Xaviera remained silent, the director and other staff gasped, "Enough, Sally. Hurry up and start your audition." The agent quickly calmed Sally down, and she reluctantly performed a messy scene. "The role of Liz must be mine. Anyone who tries to take it will feel my wrath." "Director and staff," the director lowered his voice, "what the hell? Is this supposed to be acting?" The assistant director was helpless. "Mr. Beck invested $50 million. If we don't let Sally play Liz, the investment won't come through. It's a tough decision." After some thought, the director said, "Let's keep Sally as Liz. If she can't handle it, we can use a body double and modify the character a bit." The assistant director nodded. A villainous role didn't matter much as long as Tihei secured the $50 million investment. Sally saw the director and staff discussing and approached them. "Director, Mr. Beck said he will treat you to a meal tonight, and the $50 million will be wired directly to your account. Mr. Beck called me and said if Xaviera Evans participated in this movie, he would immediately withdraw his investment," the director echoed. Sally covered her mouth and laughed, "Mr. Beck really loves me. I'm not that petty. Let Xaviera play one of my underlings." 10 minutes later, the director announced, "The role of Liz will be played by Sally." "Wait." Xaviera suddenly spoke, her eyes cold as she looked at everyone. "The character of Liz is emotionally complex, full of love and hatred. It requires a mature actor to interpret it. Everyone saw Sally's performance just now. It was flat, she couldn't even remember her lines. It doesn't match the Liz I remember. I don't think she can handle the role of Liz. Find someone else." The audition room fell silent. Sally was stunned for a moment before swearing, "Shut the fuck up. What the hell are you?" "The director agreed to let me play Liz. What right do you have to pose? Are you qualified? The assistant director cleared his throat. Miss Evans, we've already decided on the role of Liz. Please don't interfere. Just take a step back. Xaviera remained composed. I can't back down. She can't play Liz. Sally was burning with rage, slamming her script on the ground. Xaviera. If you're so capable, find a man to invest in your movie. If you can't, Tihan, shut up. Mr. Beck likes me best. He invested $50 million for my role. Who the hell are you? Chapter 175. Mr. Mamet protects his wife Xaviera. Evans looked calm, speaking indifferently. Sally isn't suitable for playing Liz. Sally trembled with anger and immediately called Mr. Beck. The assistant director looked upset and unhappy. Miss Evans, although you belong to Mr. Rome, you are an outsider and have no right to interfere in our casting decisions. You are not the screenwriter, so how could you know who is suitable for playing Liz? Mr. Beck is the investor of this film, and he just arranged a supporting role. Why, oh, you have no right to object. Xaviera chuckled softly. Did Mr. Beck invest $50 million? Upon hearing Xaviera's voice, Sally exploded, yelling regardless of her image, yes. If I can't play Liz, you won't get that $50 million. Her agent also chimed in, Director, you know what kind of background our Sally has, while that Xaviera is just a minor character. A smart person would know how to choose. Xaviera remained calm. Sally must leave. The assistant director's eyes were full of rage. Miss Evans, who gives you the right to speak to us in a commanding tone? You are just Mr. Rome's lover. W. Heil, Mr. Beck paid $50 million for Sally. Don't take yourself too seriously. We will never offend Mr. Beck because of you. Xaviera stood up slowly, her face indifferent. If you insist on casting Sally as Liz, I will leave. She took out a document and walked in front of the director. In that case, our contract is hereby terminated. The assistant director was about to speak when he saw the contract, his face turning pale. The contract? It clearly stated that the screenwriter had final say on casting decisions. If the screenwriter disagreed, the contract would be automatically terminated. So Xaviera was the screenwriter? The assistant director shuddered and stood up abruptly. You are the screenwriter. She was supposed to be just Mr. Rome's lover. How could she be the screenwriter? Sally looked astonished, watching the assistant director's changing expression, and yelled, Xaviera is lying. She definitely isn't the screenwriter. She was kidnapped in her childhood and sold to the countryside. She can write a script? I must be an international star then. Xaviera. Get the hell out of here. I feel disgusted just looking at you. Sally yelled loudly without any regard for her image, taking out her phone to see all Mr. Beck. At this moment, the door of the audition room was pushed open. A few men in black suits walked in, and Steve Price stepped out, bending over with a graceful movement. Caleb Mamet walked in with a steady pace. Xaviera hesitated for a moment. What was Caleb doing here? She came here to meet her senior fellow. If Caleb found out she was having a private meeting with another man, that would be troublesome. Caleb had an indifferent expression, exuding a king's aura. The director's heart skipped a beat. Just as he was about to step forward, Sally rushed over, "Mr. Mamet, you're here. Did Mr. Beck send you?" Sally's heart swelled with happiness. Mr. Mamet personally came to the audition site, certainly for her sake. Upon seeing Caleb, Sally's mind raced. He was wealthy and influential, handsome and rich, thousands of times better than Mr. Beck. If she could hook up with this man. Sally approached him, acting coy, "Mr. Mamet, you don't need to come here personally. A call to the director would have sufficed. But I've really been wrong, Ed. Someone's been causing trouble for me," Caleb spoke slowly, "who's causing trouble?" Hearing this, Sally became more confident that Caleb was there to help and immediately beamed with joy. Her body seemed boneless as she leaned toward Caleb, "Mr. Mamet, it's her. Saying she's the screenwriter and not allowing me to play Liz. The director agreed, but Xaviera keeps causing trouble and wants to drive me away. Such a woman is just too terrible." Caleb glanced at Sally, a trace of mockery in his eyes. However, Sally didn't notice and arrogantly spoke to Xaviera, "See that? Mr. Mamet is here to help me, you, don't be upset." Caleb's voice was lazy, with a hint of helplessness, "As long as you're happy, it's just a matter of saying the word to make her disappear." Everyone gasped, and Sally was even more taken aback. Whom was Mr. Mamet talking to? 175. Was he coaxing a woman? Sally thought Caleb was talking to her, feeling extremely flattered. "Mr. Mamet," as she leaned closer, Caleb swiftly walked up to Xaviera, "were you wronged?" Sally stared in disbelief, unable to believe the scene before her eyes. How was it possible? Why was Mr. Mamet coaxing Xaviera? Was he out of his mind? Xaviera was silent for a moment, considering that before Caleb had entered, as he hadn't done anything too extreme. Fortunately, her fierce image wasn't exposed in front of Caleb. Chapter 176, Is Mamet a Scoundrel? Xaviera Evans furrowed her brow, her face showing distress. "Miss Sally's acting is simply appalling. As the script writer, I have responsibility for this project. I merely voiced a critique and she retaliated with a torrent of abuse. She even boasted that Mr. Beck had invested $50 million just for her. Mr. Mamet, I feel like I'm being bullied to death by her." Caleb Mamet's eyes flashed with mirth before his expression turned cold. Steve Price. Steve Price immediately understood, waved his hand and a few bodyguards are ushed over, restraining Sally. "Miss Sally, this is highly regrettable." Sally was completely stunned. She hadn't expected Xaviera's power backer to be Caleb Mamet. When did this wretched woman rope Caleb Mamet in? Sally seethed as she watched Xaviera put on a pitiful face, acting as if she was a persecuted dove. Mr. Mamet might be attracted to Xaviera's looks, completely oblivious to how dirty this woman truly was. Sally yelled in rage, "Mr. Mamet! How could you be attracted to Xaviera Evans? She has tangled up relationships, sleeps with older men as a mistress, and who knows what diseases she might have contracted. Look at that diamond ring on her hand. It must have been a gift from some male client." "Mr. Mamet, a male client? Mamet's thin lips parted slightly as he repeated these words, then he slowly walked towards Sally. Sally thought Caleb Mamet had believed her words, "Mr. Mamet, I'm expressing the truth. That diamond ring is incredibly valuable, and Xaviera certainly could not afford to buy it. Who knows how long and with who she had to sleep with to be able to finally, in Miss Sally's view, Mamet is a male client." Sally yelled in rage, "Mr. Mamet. How could you be attracted to Xaviera Evans? She has tangled up relationships, sleeps with older men as a mistress, and who knows what diseases she might have contracted. Look at that diamond ring on her hand. It must have been a gift from some male client. Mr. Mamet, a male client." Mamet's thin lips parted slightly as he repeated these words, then he slowly walked towards Sally. Sally thought Caleb Mamet had believed her words, "Mr. Mamet, I'm expressing the truth. That diamond ring is incredibly valuable, and Xaviera certainly could not afford to buy it. Who knows how long and with who she had to sleep with to be able to finally, in Miss Sally's view, Mamet is a male client." Caleb Mamet's tone was lazy, "Mr. Beck is past his prime, yet his taste is seemingly unique. He has an affinity for the likes of you, Miss Sally, whereas I am not the same. I am only attracted to Xaviera. Miss Sally, if you're tired of living, I could inform Mr. Beck's wife. That way she can deal with you and you will stop bullying our Xaviera. I'd really hate to see that." Xaviera swallowed. Wait, did she hear that right? Did Caleb Mamet just say he was only attracted to her? Hearing Caleb Mamet's words, Sally's thoughts began to whirl. Her eyes wide with terror, she gazed in shock at Xaviera and Caleb Mamet. "Mr. Mamet can't be ill, right? There's no way he could only be attracted to Xaviera. Xaviera is nothing more than a cheap woman who has slept with countless men. How could Mr. Mamet possibly have any interest in her?" At this moment, her manager's phone rang. From it came Mr. Beck's enraged roar. "Is Sally out of her mind? Of all the people she could choose to pick a fight with, she chooses to provoke him? If she upsets him, Sally can pack up and disappear from my sight. Let's write off those $50 million. Don't ever be other coming back." Sally shivered, scared to the point where she collapsed onto the ground, her mind going blank. Mr. Beck doesn't want her any longer, and moreover, she has offended Mr. Mamet. All she wanted was to make Xaviera leave, impress more Mamet and Maggie Vans. How did it come to this? "Miss Sally, I forgot to tell you," Caleb Mamet suddenly began, in a languid tone, "you have an overwhelming scent of old man about you, which is downright disgusting. Next time you're low-oaking for a man, keep your eyes open. Someone like Mr. Beck can be old enough to be your father. Xaviera." Caleb Mamet's got quite a snarky tongue. "But she loves it." Hearing Caleb Mamet's sarcastic jibe, Sally suddenly felt like the wind had been knocked out of her sails. Caleb Mamet turned to Xaviera, "Let's go." Xaviera nodded, glancing at Caleb Mamet's hand as she did. She noticed that he was also wearing a ring, and immediately felt puzzled. "Caleb Mamet, your ring looks similar to mine, but the design is a bit simpler." Caleb Mamet paused. Without making a sound, he looked towards the sky, so Zaviro wouldn't see the expression on his face or the blush on his cheeks. Caleb Mamet's voice was nonchalant, this ring isn't bad. Zaviro initially thought that Caleb Mamet had bought couple rings, but it didn't seem like that now. It just looked similar. Caleb Mamet, being the tough and rugged man he is, I'll definitely never even consider buying such a seemingly romantic thing. Steve Price. He immediately choked, his face full of dismay. Those are couple rings, why doesn't the boss just admit it? It's driving him crazy. Caleb Mamet was playing with his cuff link. It was a gift from Zaviro for his birthday. However, she had given it to him as Black Tide, a gift for her senior fellow. But so much time had passed, and Zaviro still hadn't realized that he was her senior fellow. It seemed he would have to remind her. Caleb Mamet's voice was calm. Mrs. Mamet came here to meet your senior fellow. Zaviro shivered. How did Caleb Mamet know about her senior fellow? This male client can't be petty enough to do something, right? Zaviro's face gestured subtle turmoil. Despite her regret, she managed to squeeze a smile on her face. Mr. Mamet, you might be mistaken, there's definitely no such thing. Caleb Mamet turned up his lips. Mrs. Mamet, you seem a little nervous when you're lying. Zaviro was speechless. Why was Caleb Mamet so sure? Her senior fellow is such an influential person, there's no way anyone could find out about him. It must have been that Gabby Rome who leaked the news. Chapter 177, A Large, Scale Recognition Scene. Mrs. Mamet seems to have not met senior fellow yet. One Caleb Mamet curled his lips, leisurely, are you saying that Mrs. Mamet doesn't want to see senior fellow? Zaviro Evans. What the hell did this dog, man mean? Zaviro's face turned pale, and she immediately spoke up, of course I want to see senior fellow, you don't understand the affection between us, even if we don't meet, we still think of each other. Caleb smiled imperceptibly. Is that so? In Zaviro's eyes, their feelings were pure admiration, and she could not hide it. Caleb couldn't help laughing, his eyes twinkling like stars. Zaviro suddenly had a feeling that something was wrong. Why the hell was Caleb laughing? Had he gone mad or what? Zaviro felt a chill on her back. The actors had already finished their audition scenes, so she decided to leave as soon as possible. Go and see senior fellow. Zaviro specifically took a list of names, finally fixing her gaze on one. Leo Meaden, 38 years old, married. The description said he was proficient in HACking technology, and handsome. Zaviro immediately rushed over to take a look at Leo Meaden, and she was sure that this man was senior fellow. Leo Meaden was discussing the script, and Zaviro waited for them to finish before carefully pushing the door open. Mr. Meaden, hello. Everyone turned their heads, looking somewhat surprised. Leo Meaden greeted her indifferently, screenwriter Evans, hello. Zaviro's eyes lit up. Senior fellow knew she was a screenwriter. It was him. Although Leo Meaden was 38, he looked gentle and refined, with extraordinary acting skills. In his younger days, he was a popular actor who excelled in BOTH talent and appearance. Seeing Xaviera's enthusiasm, he smiled and asked, "Does Miss Evans need anything?" Xaviera's expression stiffened. What was Senior Fellow pretending? Didn't he say he wanted to meet? Xaviera forced a smile, glancing at the agent beside Leo Meaden, and suddenly understood. "Mr. Meaden, don't you recognize me?" Leo Meaden looked puzzled. He thought hard, but it seemed, he didn't know her. At this moment, Caleb had already walked to the entrance of the restroom, smiling slightly. Xaviera turned to look at the man, and she jumped in fright. What was this dog, man doing here? Senior Fellow refused to acknowledge her, and Caleb must be here to laugh at her. Xaviera clenched her teeth in anger. "Mr. Meaden, I'm looking for Mortimer." "Why, oh, you know that, right?" Leo Meaden and his agent exchanged puzzled glances. A moment of silence. The smile on Xaviera's face gradually disappeared. Why wouldn't Senior Fellow acknowledge her? She had even said his name. Or was it that it wasn't the right time, and since there were outsiders, he couldn't recognize her now? Regardless of the reason, Xaviera felt helpless and disappointed. It seemed that Senior Fellow didn't want to see her, even though they had known each other for so long without meeting. Maybe for Senior Fellow, it was just a casual acquaintance. She didn't know his identity, how old he was, or what he looked like. Being so forward to approach a man like this, he might think she was crazy. Xaviera's face was filled with disappointment, and she sighed, bending toward Leo Meaden, sorry as she was about to leave. "Mr. Meaden, I'm very sorry." At this time, the man's cold voice came over. Caleb walked in and pulled Xaviera over. "My wife is not quite normal. Don't mind her." "Xaviera, Dot." Who was he calling abnormal? She puffed her cheeks, glaring at Caleb with anger, raising her hand to punch him, but he dodged. Her mouth twitched involuntarily. Caleb looked indifferent. "Mr. Meaden, you see, she gets sick from time to time." Having said that, Caleb pulled Xaviera out of the door. Leo Meaden nodded thoughtfully. No wonder this woman was trying to get close to him. She really had a **L problem. Xaviera's face turned red with anger, and she shoved Caleb. "What nonsense are you talking about?" Caleb leisurely, "If I don't say it like that, how do you want me to explain it?" Xaviera choked, somewhat unconvinced. "It's him who doesn't want to acknowledge me." Caleb snorted coldly, "Not acknowledging you, don't you think about why?" The corner of the man's mouth curled up, "Just this? Thinking of each other?" Xaviera's face darkened. "What has it got to do with you, Xaviera?" Caleb spoke slowly, "Why don't you consider that you might have recognized the wrong person?" Xaviera's pupils suddenly dilated. Had she recognized the wrong person? Gabby Rome said Senior Fellow would come. And Leo Meaden was the one who met Senior Fellow's requirements best. Or had she missed something? Xaviera's face flushed with embarrassment. "Anyway, Senior Fellow and I have a great relationship." Caleb was about to contact Gabby when he suddenly stopped at Xaviera's ward. Xaviera wanted to cry but had no tears to shed, feeling defeated in her heart. So she decided to give Caleb a hard time, shouting loudly, You will never understand the relationship between me and senior fellow. We've known each other for 10 years, and during this time, we have supported each other. When I need the help the most, it was him who gave me the strength to keep going. Xaviera Evans felt stifled and wanted Caleb Mamet to be unhappy too, so she shouted, "If it weren't for marrying you, I might have married my senior fellow. He treated me so well." Caleb smiled. Xaviera was choked. Was this man actually a bit pleased with that? Why didn't he get jealous? Or he simply didn't care. Xaviera felt like a clown at this moment. Xaviera sighed, "I've known my senior fellow for 10 years, and although I'm married to you now, my feelings for him can't be replaced by anyone. Don't delude yourself into thinking you can take his place in my heart." Caleb was calm, and even handed her a glass of water. "Hold on." Xaviera was astonished. This man was not only not jealous, but also quite amused, said. Xaviera gritted her teeth. "Even if my senior fellow didn't recognize me, he's always been in my heart. Don't think that because I'm married to you, I must keep my distance from him. You hear me?" Caleb's voice was drawn out, with a hint of mockery, his eyes full of laughter. "You like your senior fellow?" It seemed like a question, but the tone was affirmative. Xaviera didn't catch the trick and blurted out, "Yes. I like my senior fellow, it's not just like but love." As soon as her words fell, someone pushed the door open and walked in. Gabby Rome was wearing a suit and had a smile on his face. "You're all here." He sat down and suddenly felt the atmosphere between the two was strange, so he tentatively asked, "What happened?" "I was originally going to take Xaviera to find you since you're busy with work. I didn't expect that you two would meet by yourselves." Caleb remained calm. Xaviera sensed something odd in Gabby Rome's words. She took a sip of water, and then heard Gabby Rome say, "My senior fellow, I was supposed to introduce you two today. How did you two meet already?" "Hold on, senior fellow." The cup slipped from her hand and water splashed everywhere. Gabby Rome hurriedly picked up a napkin to wipe his trouser leg. "He is your senior fellow." Xaviera rubbed her ears, making sure she heard it right. Her face turned pale, and she was completely shocked. Her mind went blank, as if everything was a dream. Xaviera looked up at Caleb and then thought about what she'd just said, incredulously, "Are you sure he's Mortimer?" Gabby Rome's face was full of confusion. "Of course. Your senior fellow is Mortimer, and he already knows you're black-tied." Caleb's lips curled up, his eyes like stars, calm and collected. "Xaviera, I hear do you like me the most?" Xaviera's mouth twitched, and her face froze. She wanted to vomit blood. Ada Xaviera suddenly stood up, her face full of horror, her voice trembling, "You're Mortimer." Caleb chuckled, "Don't you believe it?" Gabby Rome had no idea what happened between the two, and said excitedly, "Black-tied, I knew you wouldn't believe it. I was shocked when I first found out, too." Xaviera, no, she was not just shocked, but... Caleb's lips parted slightly, "Black-tied, my junior fellow, you just said you liked me a lot, and you loved me, what else?" Xaviera choked. Before Gabby Rome came in, She didn't know that Caleb was her senior fellow, so she said a lot of shameless things. She just wanted to anger Caleb and express her love for her senior fellow in front of him to see if he would get mad. No wonder Caleb wasn't angry at all and even seemed pleased. It turned out T-Hat the person she was confessing to was Caleb himself. Gabby Rome was excited. Zavira. You confessed? Didn't you already get married? Your husband is so pitiful. Zavira choked, closed her eyes, and gritted her teeth. I was talking nonsense. You guys thought I was crazy, right? I'll never say something like that again. Caleb. I was blind. Caleb snorted coldly. At this moment, Zavira's phone rang, and Steve Price's voice came through, Madam. Mr. Mamnett has helped you settle the matter of Mag Evans and J.A. Kesson Walker framing you. The shareholders unanimously voted to expel Mag Evans. She can never enter the Evans group again. Zavira's eyes lit up. Originally, she planned to ask Albert Sullivan for help, bit by bit against Mag Evans. Who would have thought that Caleb had already solved it, saving her from future trouble? Caleb casually said, Mag's expulsion is just the beginning. After this, the Mamet Corporation will continue to exert pressure, so what do you think you show old do? Zavira's mind echoed her words from earlier, and she smiled awkwardly. She didn't care about any embarrassment, after all, he was her husband. Chapter 179. Don't call me junior sister, call me sister, in law. Zavira Evans immediately put on a full smile and approached Caleb Mamet. Mr. Mamet, Mr. Manet, you're so nice, I really do like you, you're a great person to not hold a grudge. Caleb chuckled, you do change your face quickly. Very good. Zavira squeezed out a big smile, but her heart was full of pent-up anger. That Caleb was Mortimer, Zavira thought it made sense, and she should have discovered it long ago. Although he was very annoying, he was kind to her when he was her senior fellow, which caused a conflict in Zavira's heart. He was both her senior fellow and her husband, this relationship seemed a bit chaotic. Zavira suddenly looked up, her body trembling as she recalled something. After marrying Caleb, she even complained to her senior fellow, my husband is such an annoying man, seems like you remembered something. Caleb raised his eyebrows, his eyes full of mockery. I also gave you a program to curse people before, how was it? Zavira's body trembled, her face pale, heh, not bad. Gabby Rome on the side suddenly felt the atmosphere was strange. Why do I feel like you two seem to have known each other before, and it looks quite ambiguous? Caleb completely ignored him. Zavira, if you still need help with the program, don't be polite, I am your favorite man after all. Gabby Rome, wait, both of you are married. It's inappropriate to say such thing GS, really scum man and scum woman. Zavira awkwardly smiled, senior fellow, did you know my identity early on? Gabby Rome shouted, can you two pay attention to me for a moment? Xavier A, senior fellow, you guys, Caleb casually replied, I knew it the day of the birthday. Zavira. At that time? So the gift she had painstakingly prepared had always been with Caleb. This annoying man had been hiding it from her all along. Gabby Rome shouted angrily, "Are you two listening to me? Senior fellow, I notice you two, Mr. Rome." Caleb interrupted Gabby Rome leisurely, "No need to call Xaviera Jr. sister anymore, just call her sister, in law, what do you think, Mrs. Mamet?" Then, he directly led Xaviera by the hand and left the restroom. "Call me sister, in law." Gabby Rome's face was full of shock and bewilderment. "What? Xaviera is Mrs. Mamet?" So, they were already married, and Gabby was the only one left single. He looked at the two leaving figures and hurriedly spoke, "Xaviera, that boy Drew seems to—" Before he could finish saying "like you," the two had disappeared. If Xaviera hadn't gotten married yet, marrying boy Drew would indeed be a good choice. But Xaviera's husband is Caleb Mamet. What does that make Boyd Drew? Isn't he just a rich guy? Boyd Drew trying to steal a woman from his senior fellow is nothing more than a dream. On the other hand, Xaviera struggled weakly, "Let go." Caleb pulled her to the garage and released her hand. "Mrs. Mamet, is that how you treat your favorite man?" Xaviera was speechless, having never met such a shameless man before. Her face flushed, she pressed his hand and said, "Stinky shameless, I never said T hat." Caleb withdrew his hand and casually held her waist, his fingers lingering, causing her body to tremble. "Mrs. Mamet, you have no conscience." Xaviera's face flushed. It was a resentful tone, but when it came out of Caleb's mouth, it filled the air with ambiguity, making her feel nervous. "What are you doing? Let go, don't cling to me." The man chuckled lightly, his finger gently stroking her lips. "What's there to be embarrassed about? I am your husband after all." Xaviera wished she could find a crack in the ground to crawl into, regretting why she had deliberately angered Caleb. "Miss Evans, long time no see." At this moment, a gentle voice came from the man, and Xaviera turned her head, her whole body trembling. "Wow. It's the big shot that Albert mentioned, the rumored fiancé." Boyd Drew bypassed Caleb and directly handed a red velvet box to Xaviera. "Congratulations, Miss Evans, for winning the translation competition. This is for you." Xaviera glanced and knew that this box was a Star Solitaire product, worth about $5 million. Her face full of embarrassment, in front of her was her former fiancé, and beside her was her husband. The air suddenly filled with the smell of gunpowder. "Mr. Drew, this gift is too precious, I can't accept it." Boyd Drew remained calm and collected, retrieved the velvet box, and smiled warmly. "It's okay, this necklace will always belong to Miss Evans, it will wait for you forever." Caleb's face darkened, one hand still around Xaviera's waist, his cold eyes sweeping over Boyd Drew, and then he dragged Xaviera into the car. Boyd Drew looked calm and gently said, "Miss Evans, I like you and hope you can give me a chance." Before Xaviera could answer, the car quickly drove away. The golden ticket ranking report for has been updated, still. Chapter 180, The Mamet Family's Past. Boyd Drew's assistant began, "Sir, with your status and identity, there are countless women who actively pursue you. Why bother chasing a married woman, especially when Xaviera Evans is the wife of the Mamet family's illegitimate son?" The smile on Boyd Drew's face gradually faded, his eyes squinting slightly. I am stealing Caleb Mamet's woman, I have to take back everything that's his. The assistant nodded and said, that's right, steal her away and then cast her aside, leaving Caleb Mamet utterly humiliated. Boyd Drew snorted coldly, he hadn't thought about discarding her. After all, it's rare to come across an interesting woman like Xaviera Evans, he was quite interested. Go to the Evans group. Boyd Drew got in the car, smiling slightly, having decided to pursue Miss Evans, I must make some gesture. Caleb Mamet's eyes were cold, his voice low, Mrs. Mamet seems to be quite familiar with Boyd Drew. Xaviera Evans drew herself up, thumping her chest in assurance, I'm not, R-E-A-L-L-Y not, I only saw him once at the Mamet residence. Caleb Mamet nodded, the car suddenly speeding up, you are not to see him I and the future. Xaviera Evans felt a tremor in her heart and hurriedly took out her phone to low OK up information about Boyd Drew. The heir to the Drew family. Winna Drew's nephew. Winna Drew. Wasn't she the first wife of the veteran chairman? Then Mrs. Mamet arrived at the Mamet family with Caleb, directly taking the seat, making Winna Drew die of rage, and then the Drew and Mamet families became foes, not interacting at all. Caleb Mamet, as an illegitimate child, was an existence that the Drew family had always held a grudge against. Boyd Drew getting close to her, should just be to oppose Caleb Mamet. If Boyd Drew can successfully steal her away, Caleb Mamet would become the object of everyone's ridicule. But, at that time Caleb Mamet was just a child, it's not his fault. Because of Caleb, the veteran chairman agreed to welcome Mrs. Mamet into the family, yet her treatment towards Caleb was never that of a mother to a son, but rather like enemies. After marrying the old chairman, Winna Drew was without issue, Mrs. Mamet rose to her position relying on her son, she should have cherished Caleb. The ring pet de auth Ms. Maladagathera to sure having to endure the A of Manet the chairman's, and constantly on guard its spirit by tro family art for the Tez Woody the T. Xavier Evans's yes dark dar feeling in her heart, I won't see him the femi ex person on Callionette's face eased somewhat, as if an iceberg had begun to melt because for Mamet fondly or the new family, no matter how outrageous Boyd Drew behaves, Euthers will then it's justified forcing Caleb Mamet to swallow his anger. The Drew and Mamet fam she's, they all want to kill him now. Now it Boyd Burrow wants to steal away Xaviera Evans, let's see if he has the ability to do so. Xaviera Evans looked serious, sent a message to Albert Sullivan, Albert, send me the Drew family's data the Evans group in the conference room, everyone looked gloomy, Mr. Evans, people from the Mamet Corporation say if we don't fire Miss Mag Evans, they'll pull their foo ending immediately. A veteran of the Evans group spoke earnestly, Miss Mag Evans is so capable, she is wasted in the company. Moreover, if we offend the Mamet family, our Evans group will face a disaster. Mag Evans and Rose Campbell sat together, looking extremely upset. Derek Evans had long promised to give the Evans group's shares to Mag Eva N.S., to drive Xaviera Evans out of the Evans family. However, after the matter of Lakeson Walker was made public, someone proved that the instigator was Mag Evans. Mag Evans was already an internet celebrity, and immediately there was a barrage of criticism on the internet, accusing her of being jealous of her sister's ability ties, so she wanted to frame her sister. The veteran spoke again, Mag Evans has offended the Mamet Corporation. Young Mr. Mammoth's not obliterating the Evans family is already giving us a chance. If we don't dismiss Mag Evans, how do we explain it to the Mammoth family? With her head hanging down, Mag cried in a low voice, "I truly did not harm my sister. I only wanted to help her. I don't understand why she's doing this to me. The entire Evans family's been harmed by her. This is none of my daughter's business. All of you people can't think of any OT her way. You're eating the Evans family's food, yet you're helping that bitch, Xaviera Evans." Rose Campbell immediately cursed vehemently. These people were actually thinking of driving her because of Caleb. She obtained everything, yet she constantly abused Caleb. In Mrs. Mammoth's eyes, Caleb was merely a tool for her rise to power, having to endure the assassination attempts and abuse of Mrs. Mammoth and the chairman, and constantly on guard against the Drew family's schemes. Everyone wants to kill him. But he was clearly the most innocent one. Xaviera Evans's eyes darkened, a sour feeling in her heart, "I won't see him." The gloomy expression on Caleb Mammoth's face eased somewhat, as if an iceberg had begun to melt. Because the Mammoth family owes the Drew family, no matter how outrageous Boyd Drew behaves, others will think it's justified, forcing Caleb Mammoth to swallow his anger. The Drew and Mammoth families, they all want to kill him now. Now if Boyd Drew wants to steal away Xaviera Evans, let's see if he has the ability to do so. Xaviera Evans looked serious, sent a message to Albert Sulava and, "Albert, send me the Drew family's data." The Evans group. In the conference room, everyone looked gloomy. "Mr. Evans, people from the Mammoth Corporation say if we don't fire Miss Mag Evans, they'll pull their funding immediately," a veteran of the Evans group spoke earnestly. "Miss Mag Evans is so capable, she is wasted in the company. Moreover, if we offend the Mammoth family, our Evans group will face a disaster." Mag Evans and Rose Campbell sat together, looking extremely upset. Derek Evans had long promised to give the Evans group's shares to Mag Evans, to drive Xaviera Evans out of the Evans family. However, after the matter of Jackson Walker was made public, someone proved that the instigator was Mag Evans. Mag Evans was already an internet celebrity, and immediately there was a barrage of criticism on the internet, accusing her of being jealous of her sister's ability ties, so she wanted to frame her sister. The veteran spoke again, "Mag Evans has offended the Mammoth Corporation. Young Mr. Mammoth's not. Obliterating the Evans family is already giving us a chance. If we don't dismiss Mag Evans, how do we explain it to the Mammoth family? Why?" With her head hanging down, Mag cried in a low voice, "I truly did not harm my sister. I only wanted to help her. I don't understand why she's doing this to me. The entire Evans family's been harmed by her. This is none of my daughter's business. All of you people can't think of any OT her way. You're eating the Evans family's food, yet you're helping that bitch, Xaviera Evans." Rose Campbell immediately cursed vehemently. These people were actually thinking of driving her Och Fandas Fest because of Kalch. She obtained everything, yet she constantly abused Caleb. Mrs. Mammoth's eyes, Caleb was merely a tool for her rise to power, having to endure the assassination attempts and abuse of Mrs. Mammoth and the chairman, and constantly on guard against the Drew family's schemes. Everyone wants to kill him. But was clearly the most innocent one. Xaviera Evans's eyes darkened, a sour feeling in her heart, I won't see him. The gloomy expression on Caleb Mamet's face eased somewhat, as if an iceberg had begun to melt because the Mamet family owes the Drew family, no matter how outrageous Boyd Drew behaves, others will think it's justified, forcing Caleb Mamet to SW allow his anger. The Drew and Mamet families, they all want to kill him now. Now if Boyd Drew wants to steal away Xaviera Evans, let's see if he has the ability to do so. Xaviera Evans looked serious, sent a message to Albert Sullivan, Albert, send me the Drew family's data the Evans group. In the conference room, everyone looked gloomy. Mr. Evans, people from the Mamet Corporation say if we don't fire Miss Mag Evans, they'll pull their funding immediately. A veteran of the Evans group spoke earnestly, Miss Mag Evans is so capable, she is wasted in the company. Moreover, if we offend the Mamet family, our Evans group will face a disaster. Mag Evans and Rose Campbell sat together, looking extremely upset. Derek Evans had long promised to give the Evans group's shares to Mag Eva N.S., to drive Xaviera Evans out of the Evans family. However, after the matter of Jackson Walker was made public, someone provided that the instigator was Mag Evans. Mag Evans was already an internet celebrity, and immediately there was a barrage of criticism on the internet, accusing her of being jealous of her sister's ability ties, so she wanted to frame her sister. The veteran spoke again, Mag Evans has offended the Mamet Corporation. Young Mr. Mamet's not obliterating the Evans family is already giving us a chance. If we don't dismiss Mag Evans, how do we explain it to the Mamet family? With her head hanging down, Mag cried in a low voice, I truly did not harm my sister. I only wanted to help her. I don't understand why she's doing this to me, the entire Evans family's been harmed by this is none of my daughter's business. All of you people can't think of any OT her way. You're eating the Evans family's food, yet you're helping that bitch, Xaviera Evans. Rose Campbell immediately cursed vehemently. These people were actually thinking of driving her daughter away. The Mamet Corporation wouldn't put pressure on us because of Xaviera Evans, there must be some other reason. Instead of thinking of a solution, they're all intent on driving out my daughter, have you all gone mad? The veteran's face darkened, and he stood up abruptly. Rose Campbell, Mag Evans. Xaviera Evans holds 74% of the shares, there's no chance of winning against her. Your scheme to steal chicken did not pan out but instead lost the rice, framing the young miss, a mother who is a mistress, and her daughter isn't anything good either. The conference room fell silent. Derek Evans's face turned ashen.